It starts with the voice. A common occurrence that happens in public speaking is to see someone in the audience go to sleep or look like they are about to. When you are the one going to sleep, you just hope the speaker doesn't notice. But when you are the speaker, you do notice and you wonder what you are doing wrong. You worked hard on your speech and you thought it was pretty interesting stuff. So why do they doze off? In many public speaking situations, even when the speaker has decades of experience, he or she may still not know how to keep the audience awake. That is because there is a public speaking technique that if you learn it early, you will become one of the rare public speakers that routinely is considered to be great, no matter what the quality of your material. That technique is quite simply how you use your voice. The voice is a marvelous tool. It has the power to express emotions, complex ideas, humor, or outrage. And yet, for some reason, when many public speakers stand up to do a formal presentation, they lose 90% of the expression in their voices. All of a sudden, we all start to sound like a boring math teacher droning on in a monotone, even if the subject we are talking about is very interesting, human, or emotional. You could talk about the day you fell in love or how to skydive, but if you say it in a monotone, you are going to put people to sleep. You have a lot of vocal tone available to you that you naturally use when you speak person to person, and you are relaxed. However, when public speaking, you are so focused on speaking clearly so that you are understood, you end up sounding like you are reading the phone book. This is especially true if you have your entire speech written out and you are reading it. Two great exercises can be used to help you get control over your vocal range as you speak. One is to listen to other speakers and assess how they use their range of vocal tones. If they are an amateur speaker, you may notice their limited use of vocal tone. Listening to others will help you discover your own range of expression. You also want to practice your presentation by focusing on not only the ideas themselves, but also on how you say them. Don't be afraid to express emotions while speaking. If the subject is exciting, be excited. If it's troubling, be troubled. Express those emotions. The second exercise is to vary the volume and speed with which you speak. You don't want to shout, but when you speak softly at times and with more force at others, that sudden change of tone and volume can capture the ear of the audience and hold their attention. In a way, your vocal presentation takes on elements of a musical performance, where you use your voice as an instrument to make sure that not only is the information given to the audience, but also that they stay awake long enough to hear it.